Hello, I'm Dr. Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Today, days of nickel drinks. I might never have resented my brother if he had been born other than in 1944, when Grape Ette was getting a foothold in our town. I had enjoyed only child perks for 7 years, but in first grade observed that my well-to-do classmates brought squatty bottles of a purpley soda to chase down their ham and cheese sandwiches made with real light bread, I might add. This was my first brush with Grape Ette. Admittedly, I was envious, because my lunch pail usually contained a floppity fried egg with biscuit sides, with occasional pimento cheese upgrades. My thermos bottle held Kool-Aid, so watered down that it was hard to distinguish between grape and strawberry. The Grape Ette kids might have enjoyed thermoses too, but then they wouldn't have been able to do their bottle bragging. Anyways, on a Saturday morning shopping trip into town for groceries, I tagged along. Displayed in the shadows of a well-known 12-ounce brand were several cases of Grape Ette. Clueless that it was available locally, I had assumed Grape Ette was imported from Paris, or maybe ordered from Neiman Marcus. As if to reward my above-average marks in Miss Average's first-grade class, Bon bought a 6-bottle carton of the 6-ounce extravagance. I was euphoric, eager to open my very first bottle. I drank it slowly. This wonderful beverage that made Kool-Aid, called Polly Pop at the time, taste like swamp water. Grape Ette had to be the refreshment of angels. I never wanted Kool-Aid again, and even though Mom started making it stronger. Once I overheard her bragging about Vacation Bible School Kool-Aid. The directions call for 1 packet and 2 quarts of water, she prattled. But at VBS, it makes a gallon. What, you may reasonably inquire, does this have to do with sibling resentment? Well, since you asked, or even if you didn't, already meager budgets tightened with the arrival of a second child. When Fred became a 2-year-old, he was rewarded with a sip, just a sip, mind you, of my Grape Ette. I could see it in his eyes. I could hear it from the lip smacks that were louder than fights over prize finds at an Easter egg hunt. He, too, was hooked, but the resentment thing didn't start until our next visit to Piggly Wiggly. Racing to the drink aisle, I grabbed a carton of Grape Ette. "Put that back, son," Mom voiced in a tone not to be considered jocular. "From now on, we'll buy Pepsi Cola. Bottles can be shared so that each of you will still have 6 ounces of soda." It's probable that I snarled at the time. I had hoped Mom hadn't heard the radio commercial, "Pepsi-Cola hits the spot, 12-ounce bottle, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi-Cola is the drink for you." Well, she had heard it all right, even humming the jingle when we passed the Post Toasties. "Don't even think about that fancy cereal," she said, almost apologetically. "You'll have to make do with biscuits, eggs, sausage, and gravy." Well, Grape Ette never had a massive advertising campaign that I knew of, but I do remember the sign on the billboards. Maybe if they had taken a page from the Budweiser ad book, they could have capitalized on thinking inside the box. Instead of big wagons powered by handsome Clydesdales, they might have used a quartet of goats pulling a little red wagon. Those nickel drinks of the 1940s now cost $3 or $4 in restaurants, so look for a Kool-Aid comeback. Fearing backlash when soft drink prices went from a nickel to 6 cents in the 1950s, some restaurateurs kidded about it. Some had signs reading, "Our drinks are all sick, S-I-C-K, cents, S-C-E-N-T-S. Another said, "We don't know where Mom is, but we got Pop on ice." PepsiCo, pushing healthier beverages, a recently purchased Poppy, a prebiotic soda company, for the whopping sum of $1.95 billion. As to the resentment thing, I finally accepted soda sharing with my brother, Dr. Fred Newberry, now a distinguished economics professor and still dispensing knowledge after 53 years at Dallas College's Richland campus. A textbook author, he can buy as much grape bit as he chooses. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.